Howdy, folks. I'm fixing to tell y'all about Texas, nicknamed the Lone Star State.
I'm particularly fond of these. I pulled them out of a place on Midgard called Texas.
Don't mess with Texas?
That's the message.
I'm Walker, and I'm Texas Ranger.
Sexy. I mean, anything for Salinas.
Welcome to this week's episode of Texas Slang for Crazy. This week, we're discussing the naming of Pecos Jane Doe. On July 5th, 1966, a couple checked into the Roper Motel in Pecos, Texas, under the name Mr. and Mrs. Russell Boughton. She was young, just 17 and probably 10 years younger than her supposed husband. For the most part, they were pretty unnoteworthy. They hung out at the pool and probably would have gone unnoticed until the unimaginable occurred. About 3 hours after check-in, a maid came running in, speaking in desperate Spanish and broken English. The young woman who had checked in earlier that day was laying face down at the bottom of the deep end of the pool. The woman manning the check-in desk dived into the pool fully clothed and struggled to try to bring the woman to the surface. Another guest stepped in to help, and the supposed Mrs. Boughton was taken away by ambulance after multiple CPR attempts. While the basics of the story sound like an unfortunate tragedy, things got even weirder from there. Another hotel employee rushed to Mr. Boughton's room, where he was supposedly taking a nap. He was told his wife was being rushed to the nearby Reeves Hospital, and he immediately asked for his hotel registration card, claiming he'd need it so he could share it as ID for the police. After grabbing his things, the man jumped into his sedan. He never showed up at the hospital, and he wasn't seen again. The woman was dead on arrival at the hospital. It was quickly determined she'd been traveling under an assumed name, as the only Russell Boughton they could find was an on-duty Marine stationed all the way out in North Carolina. The man had left all of the woman's clothes behind in the room. Without the registration card, there was unfortunately no license plate, no make and model of the car, and no eyewitness details that would help them solve the case. The media began to call her Pecos Jane Doe, or Pecos Jane, and the name stuck. While she did have an injury above her cheekbone, there were no signs of foul play. Odessa's medical examiner, Reeves County was actually too small for their own, according to Texas Monthly. Odessa's marked the death as an accidental drowning. With no name and no identifiable relatives, the body was sent to the Pecos Funeral Home, embalmed, and kept for several weeks with the hope that some friend or family member would turn up looking for her. Her story spread through the papers across the country. One family from Odessa was hopeful that it was their daughter. They were hoping that they could end their nightmare themselves and find some closure, but sadly, the dental records didn't match. This family was still so touched by the story, they formed what they called the Drowned Girl Trust Fund. Other residents in Pecos pitched in, and the mysterious young woman was buried in a blue polka dot dress in a grave with a tombstone that read, "Unknown Girl Drowned." With no way to know her religion, locals held a service with her showing both Catholic and Protestant elements, hoping that they were covering all the bases. Residents of Pecos from time to time would stop by the grave and leave fresh flowers. 5 decades later, this mystery finally has a little bit of closure for a family that never stopped looking for her. Pecos Jane's real name is Jolaine, and thanks to an anonymous tipper, genetic testing, and a woman that wouldn't let an orphan case lie, her family finally knows what happened to her. Jolaine Hemme was from Kansas. She was a waitress on weekdays, which is how she came in contact with a man that her family and friends did not care for. She left for a date on July 1st and never came back. Her family received weird postcards for a few days from Vegas, not written in her handwriting, saying that she'd gotten lost, and they were all signed Joe. Jolaine did not go by Joe. There's no marriage certificate for her in Nevada either. In late 2014, a writer going by the name of JCJ emailed the Doe Network, an online network of volunteers who try to identify women who have been labeled Jane Does. It was this email that sparked Pecos Jane being put into their system. Lisa Tarango of the Pecos Police Department grew up hearing the story of Pecos Jane. She ended up assigning the case to Corporal Felix Salcedo. The problem started when the Reeves County Sheriff Department couldn't find the original case file. Like a lot of records in Texas, there's a chance it was burned in a fire, taken out by a flood, or even lost in just a move to a different precinct. The autopsy report was also missing from Odessa, so no help there. Salcedo and Tarango tried the Pecos Funeral Home, just seeing maybe if there was a shot. I mean, after all, why not try one more time, right? Thankfully, Pablo Carrasco had been working for the funeral home for decades and knew the Pecos Jane case very well. He had a filing cabinet of old records, including a copy of their death certificate, inventory of costs associated with the burial, and a ton of letters sent to the funeral home about the girl. There were even Polaroids of the body. These photos were used by the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children to make a reconstruction of what Jane probably would have looked like. What they didn't have was DNA, but thanks to the kindness of the citizens of Pecos, her grave wasn't hard to find. The FBI database didn't pull anything up, which wasn't surprising, based on when this case occurred. The DNA was actually uploaded to two public genealogy sites, Family Tree DNA and GED Match. And then on November 2020, something came up from the search feature on Family Tree DNA. There were three living siblings in Texas that matched. From those siblings, they were able to trace with good old-fashioned genealogy. Today, her family knows what happened to her. Unfortunately, her parents were not alive to receive that message. One of her mother's last words had been, "Well, I'm going to be with Jolene in heaven." So we are hopeful that that's the case. Today, that motel is still around, the Roper's Motel, but the pool has been filled in with dirt and rocks. And the family has some closure knowing what happened to their baby girl. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Texas Slang for Crazy. I'm going to try and find something a little bit more cheerful next week, but the story really touched my heart. Big shout out to Texas Monthly, as always, for their great work and highly researched articles. That really helped. I'm also going to be including in our notes the doenetwork.org and nameus.gov, which are both great sites to participate in if you're wanting to report a Jane Doe that you think needs to be on the list, or if you might know somebody attached to it. Thanks for listening. Have a fantastic week, and we will talk to you soon. Thank you.